Time Warner Audiobooks presents Cage of Stars by Jacqueline Michard. Read by Hope Davis.
When I set out to find the killer, Scott Early, I didn't realize I was a foolish kid trying to stand in the great shoes of God. After it was all over, everyone asked why I had done such a thing. I didn't know how to explain. Everything had gotten all turned around and confused in my mind. It seemed so obvious then, not so obvious, and then it was too late. I opened the door that last morning, and there were the reporters buzzing like a hatch of mosquitoes. They asked me, "Did you plan this all those years, Ronnie? How did you hold on to that anger for so long, Ronnie?" And I thought, how could anyone think that 4 years was a long time to hold on to anger, given what had happened to us? With a few vivid exceptions, those 4 years, basically my whole life as a teenager, passed like a movie with the sound turned off. If those reporters had lived the way I lived, every day, looking at that shed between the house and the barn, that sturdy old building with its gray paint beaten into powder by the punishment of the sun and the dusty wind, how would they have felt? What would they have done? Nothing ever changed the sight of that shed. It never looked different. I saw it every day, whether the pink ice plants and the rock roses were blooming in Mama's garden or the Christmas lights were up. It never went away, and it was just desolate, like our lives were, for the longest time. Another guy yelled out to me, "Did you plan in advance to kill Scott Early?" He said, and he was...